Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kicking off the second hour of the program here tonight. You can join us on our number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And also we have our chat server, the Matrix chat server, which is a decentralized, polycentric, open source, self-hosted server, meaning that big tech can't take it down. And you get to actually kind of control your experience for once. You can create your own chat room there if you want to. I mean, we've already got a bunch of chat rooms there you can join. But if there's some sort of topic that is not being discussed and you want to have your own room for it, then you can do that. You can create it even privately if you want to, and then we won't even know it's there. Over on chat.freetalklive.com. That's where you get the step-by-step instructions on how to join that server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Mark. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll tell you a little bit more about Chris Cantwell's sentencing hearing today, where he was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison for basically having a fight with another Nazi on the Internet. But first, we have Dave still with us here. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead.
Yes, so I was telling you about this free state rep who's in a conflict with the Ware school district moderator in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And I have an answer to your question. She's saying that he is claiming that she's committing an ethical or conflict of interest wrongdoing by referring to herself as Rep Cushman. She's a representative, and she says that quote, he has. He also has dropped hints that he is pursuing some kind of formal or legal action against me for doing so, unquote.
Can someone explain to me how there's a problem with a state representative calling themselves
representative
or rep?
Well, there isn't. And the thing is that entrenched politicians hate free staters more than almost anything else. Maybe they hate conservatives a little bit more sometimes, but, you know, we're like abolitionists. You know, the slaveholders are seeing us under every bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous what this person is doing, if that is indeed what this person, you know, is doing. Obviously, we're taking it from what she's saying. There's probably another side to the story. So, I don't know. It all seems very, very petty, but that's the sort of thing that you expect to see from people in politics.
Right.
Is that all you had for us tonight, Dave?
Nope. That's it. They're publicizing us for us.
Any thoughts on the sentencing of Christopher Cantwell, 41 months in federal prison?
I've read the quote of what he said, and it does not sound like he said anything illegal. It was just offensive.
You mean where he told the other Nazi, the other despicable racist, that he intended to have sex with his wife in front of their children?
Correct.
Yeah,
that's despicable, all right.
No doubt about it.
Another thing to keep in mind, even if he's evil, and even if he did do something illegal, taxpayers should not be forced to pay to feed him and lock him up and put him in a concrete box and all that stuff. If there's such a problem with him, then let the market solve it.
Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. And there was some market pushback against Christopher Cantwell. He was cut off from pretty much all dating sites. He was cut off from Barry.
How'd that happen?
That's hilarious.
He was on dating sites, and they took his profile away.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's not hard to find, right?
Who wants to go out on a date with the crying Nazi, right?
You'd be surprised. He was still able to find people willing to do that. But
Patreon needed to put out a dating site, too.
They're just on the spectrum.
They went out of business, I think.
Patreon's just a joke.
No, Patreon was a real site for a time, and that didn't work out for him. But, yeah, they canceled his bank accounts. They canceled various different, you know, sort of money-related things, PayPal or whatever. He lost a lot of that stuff. So there was definitely some market
There was a lot of pushback
to Chris Cantwell. Of course, he blamed it all on the Jews, you know. But
it's the Jews!
As, you know, a racist would do. So Hillary Sargent reporting for The Informant at informant.news. Now, She's probably the number one person to cover Chris Cantwell's trial. She's got a detailed day-by-day. She sat in that courtroom every single day of his trial and wrote out a very detailed, you know, what happened, what transpired. So if you've been interested in following the case and you haven't seen what she wrote about it, she obviously has a skew. You know, she is a lefty. There's no doubt about it. But she was obsessed with him because he was obsessed with her at one point. And so she followed his case very, very closely. And so she was there today for this morning's sentencing hearing. Here's the story that she filed. This is initial writing that she put in. She said she's going to do a longer piece later. But here it is. Christopher Cantwell, the New Hampshire neo-Nazi podcaster, found guilty of extortion and threats directed at another neo-Nazi, was sentenced today by a federal judge to serve 41 months in federal prison. The crying Nazi, as he had been dubbed previously, because of he was crying because somebody pepper sprayed him, I think it was.
No. He was in, he did a video where the cops were after him.
Oh, that's
him,
right, he broke down.
Yeah, he was having a breakdown. I don't know that's whether right. It was drugs or what it was, but he was acting strange.
He cried during the hearing today before District Judge Paul Barbadoro issued the sentence at the in-person hearing this morning in Concord, New Hampshire. Quote, the nature of your behavior is so egregiously wrong that a significant sentence is required, said Barbadoro. Cantwell delivered a rambling and emotional statement, which he began by offering a Mike Tyson quote. Quote, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, unquote. She says in parentheses, the point he was trying to make was unclear.
It sounds like he got punched in the face and his plan doesn't it sucked.
Cantwell discussed the fact that the charges stemmed from a feud that he had with rival neo-Nazis, a group he had attempted to report to law enforcement. He compared the rival Nazis.
Maybe the plan was to, turn in these rival Nazis.
He wanted to do anything he could to get these rival Nazis in trouble, which is why he's in the trouble that he's in, because he talked to the police about them. And further, because he even cared about what they, you know, thought. Cantwell compared the rival Nazis to Black Bloc, mentioned Satanists, and complained about having been subjected to a, quote, constant stream of nonstop harassment, unquote, from the group. Which is what set him off. I mean, that's so they would, like, call his talk show that he would do and, you know, say nasty things and, you know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's almost as if, like, it's like when his listeners would do that to me here on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything about it because it was dumb. Who cares?
You just move on.
Wasn't he, like, broadcasting all the time about how he hates people? So why wouldn't he expect to get harassment back?
Yeah, well, I don't know what he expected, but, you know, when you are when you're a visible personality, people pay attention to you, and some of them do not give you positive attention.
World's full of hateful people, man.
Right. You've already seen some of the, you know, comments that haven't been the kindest in our chat room, Bonnie. And so, you know, when you are as nasty of a personality as Chris Cantwell, like, you are super sweet and nice, but Cantwell is not a very nice person at all. So, of course, he attracts the worst of the worst to him.
Yeah, I was going to say they're nice to me.
Mostly.
They did say that we're your two dads, though.
Yeah. You're our teenage daughter.
Which you're not teenage.
No. Nope. But, you know, so again, to just let himself be, just to spend so much time on these people was a huge mistake. Anyway, he was overcome with emotion.
If you want to chat with those people, you just go to matrix.freetalklive.com and all the instructions are there.
I think that URL would work, Mark, but I would recommend chat.freetalklive.com. I'm not sure where matrix.freetalklive.com takes you to. I'll check that later. He was overcome with emotion after describing law enforcement ignoring his pleas for help. He cried again while describing how he could not identify which members of the rival group were targeting him. The sentence fell short of the 51 months prosecutors had requested. Sentencing guidelines, which factor in a defendant's criminal history as well as other mitigating aggravating...
Complaining about the same thing that got you in trouble probably isn't the right thing to do at your sentencing hearing. You know?
Mm.
Like, yeah, well, they're harassing me. These are harassing type people. I don't like the way they harass me. You know, like...
He's trying to justify what he did.
I understand the justification, but it's like they've decided to find you guilty of reacting to harassment.
That's right.
So you probably shouldn't, I don't know, react anymore to harassment. and show them, hey, you know, like, this is probably before he was sentenced. Maybe he could have got a lower sentence if he hadn't reacted to harassment at his reaction to harassment trial.
603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on this or take control of the airwaves, you can do that as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can call into the show, even though it's not a toll-free number anymore. We got Dave, Hudson Valley Dave, in the Twitch chat room is flipping out right now because we don't have an 855 number anymore. I guess that matters or something like that. I don't get it.
He's probably getting charged on his Obama phone.
Yeah, I don't know. The phone number's there on the screen. All you got to do is call in 603-283-6160, or you can join our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com. You can follow the instructions there. There's instructions on how to join the Matrix server, and then there's also instructions on how to call in. Although I will say this, we've been having trouble with people on Android being able to call in through that system, so apologies for that.
We did ask the question to ourselves, is anybody going to complain about this if we get rid of the toll-free number?
Dave in New York.
So now we know that, this poor gentleman with his Asperger's and all that stuff, he's going to complain.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and dismiss this particular complaint. If you have complaints about it, I would like them emailed. Go ahead and do that. If you don't know my email, I don't care about your complaint. So there you go.
There you go.
If you can't figure it out, you don't care enough.
603-283-6160. It's super easy to call in that number. Almost no one pays long distance anymore.
I can tell you this about my email, though. My name is Mark, and the show is Free Talk Live, and you can hear it at freetalklive.com.
There you go. All right. So we were telling you the remainder of the story, brief piece written by Hillary Sargent at informant.news about Chris Cantwell's sentence of 41 months in federal prison for basically having an online spat with another very nasty person or group of people calling themselves the Bull Patrol. Arguably an even more despicable group because, and I'll make my case on that, because I understand Chris Cantwell is scraping the bottom of the barrel as far as despicableness is concerned. But I'll make my case because not even Christopher Cantwell would go so far as to call for murdering people in a church, right? Like, he wasn't calling, as nasty as he was on his show and you know, in the articles that he wrote, I never saw him call for people going out and just committing wholesale murder of other people.
Oh, yeah, don't they like Dylan Roof?
That's who the Bull Patrol was. Yeah, Dylan Roof was a murderer. He murdered a group of people in a black church in South Carolina several years ago in the last decade. And that's how the Bull Patrol found its name, because he had a bull haircut, the murderer, Dylan Roof, did. And so they made him their idol. And, you know, they're like these incel types, right? They really love when people go around killing other people because they, I don't know, they're sick. And that's, so they're even lower, in my opinion, you know, of Nazis than Chris Cantwell. So, but that said, you know, let them fight. Let them have their little online spats, because every minute Nazis spend fighting each other is 1 minute less or 1 minute fewer that they can be spending on doing anything else.
Organizing.
Or whatever. Showing up somewhere or, you know, harassing actual people. They're not doing that if they're fighting each other. So the FBI actually freed up these guys' time to go and do other things and harass other people.
Right. They also fortified them.
Mm-hmm.
So, in so much as now they, well, you know, if somebody doesn't toe the line here in our group, we can get them thrown in jail.
Yeah.
The cops love us.
So, the sentence did fall short of the 51 months that prosecutors had requested. Sentencing guidelines, which factor in criminal history and other circumstances, called for Cantwell to be sentenced to a term of 41 to 51 months. He was sentenced to 41. His federally appointed defense attorneys had asked the court to sentence him to only time served, which was 13 months at that point, saying that the 13 months he spent in jail since his arrest were punishment enough. Cantwell's sentence also includes...
I concur with that. Having heard what I've heard all the way through, I'm not going to say the guy should have got nothing, because I think calling Child Protective Services on somebody, no matter how despicable they are, is really pretty awful. I mean, you have to... At this point, there was no accusation that this guy was doing anything bad to his kids. And Cantwell choosing to call CPS on them, I think, was a bad thing and should be punishable, and he should not shouldn't just walk away from it. However, what I would say is that they over-sentence people all the time. What's the functional difference between 12 months in jail and 24 more?
I mean, I get what you're saying about the calling of CPS, Mark, but think about it from this perspective.
Okay.
How many people call CPS on people all the time and have no repercussions whatsoever for it? They don't like their neighbor, so they call CPS on them. CPS shows up. You know, they may not have been doing anything to their kids. They just didn't like their neighbor, and there's no penalty for calling CPS in most of these cases, right? They don't come back and arrest the person who called CPS if CPS shows up and finds that there was no violation. That's just a tipster.
I'm not going to say that using the violence of the state, because it's the state, is an acceptable form of violence.
It's not acceptable.
It's unacceptable. And what he did was initiate violence against somebody for unjust cause.
No doubt. I mean,
I will agree with you that lots of people do it, and that doesn't make it acceptable.
No, I'm not saying
that.
And
I call for the incarceration of all of those people for not a very long time, but long enough to learn you don't call CPS on somebody for not abusing their kids. And the term of abuse really ought to be physical, not some airy-fairy idea of what you think abuse is.
Because I bet there are people out there who would agree that being a Nazi is probably not good, you know, if you're a dad or whatever, to you know, your kids. I mean,
there was that story from about a decade ago where they named it, what some Nazis named their kid Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting in school.
I mean, I see your point, Mark, that people should have some sort of consequence for just calling CPS on a neighbor or whatever. I don't know if I agree that people should be going to jail for that, because, again, as we know,
I don't think that. I will also bolster your point. I'll steelman your argument. Likely, not a single one of the people that will in the future call CPS on people for, you know, phantom crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Will in any way be dissuaded by the crying Nazi being put in jail for it.
They won't even know the detail. Most people aren't. Most people don't know what has transpired in this case. They have not read any of the details. I mean, like I said, Hillary Sargent at informant.news, she has done a very detailed write-up of this case. So if you want to see the details and the nasty, nasty details of these people and how their little spat was going and what all happened, it's there.
It's gross.
And it's awful. But most people don't know. Anyway, his sentence also, and this is what I was also looking for, because
most people are just saying, oh, crying Nazi bad.
Yep.
Good.
Put him away.
Lock up crying Nazi.
Yep.
You know, there's no thought at all.
That's right. That's where this is. Yeah. So the other detail that I wanted to find, and she did include this detail, is his sentence also includes 2 years of supervised release. So he's got 41-month sentence. He's already spent 13 of them. Given the federal good time law or rules or whatever, he's probably, presuming he's a good boy in jail, he's probably going to get out in 2 years. And then he'll have 2 years of supervised release after that.
Oh, extra?
Yeah, get away from it, which means he's going back.
Is supervised release the same as probation?
Yeah.
Okay. 603-283-6160. That is the story there. If you want to comment on Cantwell or whatever is on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live. Coming up, depression.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is moving forward with a new version of its coronavirus vaccine to fight the South Africa strain. A small amount has been sent to the National Institutes of Health to test a booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the new strains of the coronavirus are something that everyone needs to be concerned about.
Variants have emerged, and available data suggests they are indeed more transmissible. Questions remain about how these variants will impact vaccine effectiveness, severity of disease, and mortality.
It could take investigators weeks to find out what caused Tiger Woods to flip his SUV, injuring both legs. They still haven't pulled the information from the recorder device, but the Los Angeles County Sheriff confirms a golf legend won't be charged because it was an accident. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is proposing a new bill to combat the Chinese government's influence on the U.S. economy.
The new legislation must achieve three goals. One, boost American competitiveness by investing in our economy and our workers. Two, leverage our alliances abroad. And three, stop once and for all China's predatory practices.
The New York Democrat says for decades China has sunk American jobs because of unfair competition and their manipulation of currency. Louis DeJoy says the post office fell far short of meeting its service targets during the peak season.
Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays.
Testifying before the House Oversight Committee, the Postmaster General says the system didn't have adequate resiliency to adjust and adapt to changing circumstances. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phone numbers are 603-283-6160. Should you wish to join us, that's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Mark. Coming up, young people, they're having a tough time out there with feeling disconnected, feeling lonely. Does it have to do with COVID crackdowns, perhaps? People staying home.
Seems likely
because of that. We can look into that further. Plus, Mark, you had a story as well. Something about like a top 10 list regarding some sort of restrictions. What was it?
Top 5.
Top 5 in the new COVID bill. That's what it was. The bailout.
It's the bailout and all the stuff that, you know, and some of the major stuff that doesn't have to do with it at all.
So we'll get into that when we get the chance. But, of course, your calls and your thoughts come first. Also, I do want to say thank you to Dan Krafcik, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. He is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new listeners to the ideas of freedom. If you like what we do here and it's worth $5 a month to you, now Dan's doing 10, but five is all. Yeah, thank you, Dan. Is all we ask. If you want to do more, we certainly appreciate it. And you get access to some cool perks and some benefits, so go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dave is on the line in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Do you guys remember when Kamala was at the Unite the Right rally or whatever, the torch rally? Can I just say what he said on air? Am I allowed to say it?
If it's a cuss word, no.
No, it's not a cuss word, but can I just...
Oh, that Jews will not replace us thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
Jews
awful.
Jews will not replace us.
Wait a second. Dave, do you think the Jews are trying to replace you and your welfare housing?
I wanted to come up and say that. I've always wanted to say that.
Why? Why do you always want to say that?
Well, what do you think they're going to replace you doing.
Well, I want to know why. Why is that something you want to say?
No, I have something completely different. I have something completely different that I want to discuss about.
All right, let's get into it.
I was fired from work on January 15th.
Did you take your job? Did a Jew take your job?
No. Jews did not take my job. No, I was let go from work on January 15th all because of a selfie issue.
A selfie issue?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Before you go on, Dave, for years you called this show and complained about not being able to get a job. So I'm glad to hear you actually had one. Where were you working, and for how long were you working there?
At Instacart. It's a grocery delivery kind of thing. I'm sure you've heard all about it. I was there from maybe late 2018, all of 2019, all
really?
Of 2020.
Because I remember when you first started working at Instacart, which isn't a real, it's not like an actual job.
It's a gig, right?
It's a gig, yes. Yeah. It's one of those rideshare kind of gig economy.
But it's paying him money.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. And so you'd called and you'd complained about being, you know, on this job that that you had with Instacart, and that was, I guess, early on in that. So they fired you over what? What happened?
Taking a selfie?
Over a selfie issue. I was supposed to take a selfie issue of myself, you know, with your phone. You take a selfie issue of your phone, like this, to prove who you are or whatever. So I used my driver's license because, you know, how your picture stays the same on your driver's license for the next 10, 20 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I took a picture of my driver's license and sent that in, and then later on the day, my account was let go.
Hold on. Why were they having you take a selfie in the first place?
Because they want to know exactly who is using the app.
Okay, so you were embarrassed to take a picture of your own face?
No, I've always been doing that, so I figured, hey, why not? I'll just use my driver's license.
But anyone could have used your driver's license, so it wouldn't have proved that it was you.
Right, that's why you got canned, was because you were trying to get around the system. You know, it's not
well. He didn't follow instructions.
I wasn't trying to get around the system. I just figured, you know, I'll use this instead. But yeah, they want to hear whatever. I've been trying to get hold of trust and safety at Instacart.
Were you worried because you had, like, did you have a pimple that day or something like that? Like, what was it that you didn't just want to take a quick selfie of your face? You instead took the time to get your driver's license out, then took a shot of that, and that made you look suspicious because somebody who had, like, gotten a hold of your account and yet had a picture of your driver's license.
Right, they could have had you tied up in the basement, man.
No, I just wanted to, just like your picture on your driver's license stays the same for the next 20 years or whatever, so I figured I'd use that.
We know what you said, Dave.
Dave, have there been complaints about your deliveries and Instacart?
No.
No, yeah, so
no, never. And I
you
know
think
email
that
is
you've
Mark,
been
your
fired?
Your email is mark@freetalklive.com.
Huh? Okay, thanks. Oh,
he figured it out.
I know. He's emailed me before.
Okay.
Rambling, weird stuff. So,
anyway,
how's your dating life, Dave? Let's change topics.
I don't have one.
Oh, man. Are you still at the battered women's shelter?
No, I am not. I moved out of there in 2016.
Okay. Where are you staying now?
I'm in the kitchen, but, you know, I am no longer at the BWS.
All right. Are you paying your own rent?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Good for you, man. Good
that
for you.
That is awesome.
I am glad to hear that.
Well, I presume you're going to be hitting up Uber Eats and a variety of these other places so you can get back in the gig economy and start making some money, right?
I have tried Uber Eats and DoorDash, whatever, and, like, I don't know. It's just not, you know, they won't, like, you know, something with the email or whatever. I don't know what the hell is going on with that. But, like, you know, all I want is my job back at Instacart.
I don't know why you're telling me, because I don't work for Instacart. I can't get your job back. If I could, all I'd do is have them contact you and say, hey, why'd you send this picture? It does seem a little harsh by the way you're talking about it, but...
Trust_safety at Instacart.com.
I don't think that's going to help our listeners at all. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. I'll say this. I did work for, you know, as a driver for Uber for a short period of time, and until they put me on what was called a wait list. And they never explained to me why they did this. Now, I know why. I'm pretty sure I know why they did this, because there's a group of haters here in Keene, New Hampshire.
There were. There aren't now.
Well, I mean, there's they still, some of them still exist, but they're no longer in
they don't
any
bother
sort
you.
Of, they're no longer organized in any meaningful fashion. But at the time, they were quite busy and quite obsessed, and that one of the haters posted that they had sent a complaint into Uber, and I suspect others followed suit. Even though they'd never ridden with me on Uber, they complained because I was driving.
No, you were a five-star or whatever.
I was a five-star, perfect, 100% five-star rating driver. I'd only driven it, you know, for some number of days, not very many. And
right, you were doing it to talk about the gig economy and what it was like to do it. I mean,
yeah.
You actually had to go to Manchester, and you did it on some nights that we go for events and that sort of thing. Instead of appearing at the event,
you
do driving Uber.
I did it on some holiday nights, so I went out there on, like, New Year's and a couple other days like that. And it was fun. I enjoyed doing that work. And then they froze my account. And wouldn't let me drive at that point. I contacted their department or whatever, the equivalent of what he was talking about there.
The HR department.
Yeah, and they did respond, but basically they said, "Well, you know, if we need something from you, we'll ask." And I said, "Well, would you like to talk to me about whatever it is that has been alleged? You know, because maybe you'd want to ask the person involved, whatever it was."
And, of course, the answer is no.
Maybe I could tell you about it.
It's like a running theme in the show, because it's about cover your butt, Ian. Like, the question is if you can have somebody whom random people on the Internet take enough time to accuse of bullcrap, or somebody who random people on the Internet do not take time to accuse of bullcrap, take the person, like, the obvious and sane thing to do is to take the person who's not been accused of bullcrap.
Yeah.
They lost nothing in losing a five-star driver.
They didn't, I guess. Yeah, there's plenty of people who are willing to drive for him. So. But they spent 9 whole months with me on this waitlist status before they finally deactivated my driving account.
Sure, but I mean, all they were doing is, hey, put him on the waitlist until you remember to take him off and put him on, you know, like, they didn't spend any time doing anything.
I'm just saying, the reason I brought that up is because they're not gonna get back to you. They don't care. They are, you know, big mega corporation, big tech corporation, and they don't care. It doesn't matter what it was that these people lied about to them about me. Didn't matter what my 5-star rating was. Didn't matter. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. On the way, loneliness hitting young adults, supposedly especially hard. We'll tell you how hard coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. On the way here, we can talk about loneliness, depression among young people. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal about that. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. In the studio with you, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Mark.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And again, the number 603-283-6160. Hey, I do want to remind you, we have a social media website. We launched this, I don't know, maybe about a month ago at this point. It was sort of right in the midst of that whole big tech takedown, targeting people recently thing. I mean, that's been going on for years, but it really got hot within the last several weeks. A lot of noteworthy names being targeted and taken down from sites like Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we believe in just building the alternatives here on Free Talk Live rather than complaining and appealing to, you know, the Facebook gods or whatever and trying to get your account back. Just create your own account somewhere else where you're not going to be under their thumb. And so we've given you one of those opportunities. We're running our own Mastodon server, and Mastodon is an open source alternative platform. Now, it actually does more like what Twitter does than what Facebook does.
Yeah, it's a lot more like that. But we have very long posts, though. We have,
that's right.
Whereas Twitter might be
280 characters.
I think it's double that now.
No, it was 140, and they doubled it to 280.
To 280. Ours is 1776.
That's right. Now, actually, that for whatever reason, that character limit doesn't seem to apply on some of the apps. It's because I think the apps have their own limit for whatever reason. But if you're on the actual website, then, yeah, it is 1776.
Okay.
But check it out. It's social.freetalklive.com. And one of the coolest things about this is, first of all, it does exactly what Twitter does. You want to have followers. You want to follow people. You want to see everything they say. There's no crazy algorithm filtering out things from you. If you follow a person,
yep,
you're going to see everything they post. If they follow you, right, they're going to see everything you post.
Remember that friend on Facebook that you haven't heard from in years? Mm-hmm. You haven't seen their posts and whatever? That's because Facebook's decided you shouldn't see that person or that group.
That's right. So that doesn't happen with social.freetalklive.com. And I love the fact that there's multiple apps from which you can choose. Don't like this app? Try the other one. Try the other five. There are a bunch of different choices out there because it's open source.
Open source.
So anyone who's a programmer and who wants to, and who feels like there's a deficiency in the apps that are available, they can roll their own. It's pretty sweet. And it's free. So sign up over at social.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, to the fun. Andy in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Bonnie and Mark, I just want to talk about Cantwell's sentencing.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't agree with everything he's said and done over the years, and I don't like his use of, racial and ethnic slurs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something? He's been railroaded twice. And I think these charges are completely bogus, and this should really disturb everybody. Because if the government can come after somebody and lock somebody up for saying nasty things or things that some people don't like, that means they can go after anybody, including us.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and that is an important takeaway from what has happened here. First, in this case, they came for the Nazis, to paraphrase the original poem by Pastor Martin Niemöller. In the 1940s, he was a pastor in Nazi Germany, and first he wrote that they came for the trade unionists and they came for the communists, and eventually they came for him. But in this case, it's first they came for the Nazis, and the reason why they go after people like Chris Cantwell is because he's not a sympathetic character.
No,
most people look at him and they are disgusted by the things that he says.
Well, they get kudos too. I mean, hey, you locked up the crying Nazi. Good job. We really hated that guy.
And there's a lot of people right now that are on, Twitter that are touting this, right? Like, oh, rah, 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 they locked up the crying Nazi.
Right. They could care less about, jurisprudence and, these sorts of, things. They don't care about that at all.
It just makes them think that the people who put people in jail are even more righteous since they hate
Chris. Oh, right. Well, the cops are bad except when they go after Chris Cantwell.
Right.
Right. All cops are bad except...
I don't think that many people actually think cops are bad. It was just a little phase, and I was so excited, like, oh, people actually think cops are bad. And then it's completely disappeared.
Oh, now it's
relatively common for leftists to claim to dislike cops.
But not now.
And I would like to make the point.
Not that Biden's
cops
in charge.
Right now. That, hey, these people will turn on you. Just like they had turned on you before. They don't like you. They want you to do what they can't.
Well, they do like them when they do what they want, which
that's
is...
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody will pat a dog that does what they want on the head, but that doesn't mean they actually like the dog or dogs.
Go ahead, Andy. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to comment on a few things about the case.
Yeah, sure.
First of all, he never said he was going to rape the guy's wife.
Never
did. He did not use the word rape.
He did not.
He did not say that. Okay, second of all... there was a long period of time that went by after he said this. He had, I think it was something like 7 or 8 months or 9 months later.
Yes.
Right. So presumably if he was going to do it, he would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then on top of that, those guys were attacking his website and they were falsely posting things under his name that he didn't say as if he said them. And then they were also bombarding his show with prank phone calls. And, Cantwell did not have a call screener. And so they were really messing up his show, and he was retaliating against them. Now, as far as their whole name, I mean, I don't know if these guys are just, really messed up people or if they were, working for the feds, if they were, provocateurs or something. But, personally, I thought the Charleston church shooting was a false flag, but, if it was real and everything, worshiping Dylann Roof is a really sick thing to do.
Yeah,
these are really sick, depraved individuals. Anybody that would honor a church shooter, and as far as Cantwell calling CPS on it, I don't like when people call the cops on people for no reason at all. But something, it happens all the time. I've had the cops called on me for completely frivolous stuff that was totally false. You know something? The people who do it don't go to jail. And, I would question what kind of parent a person is who is a member of a group that idolizes Dylann Roof, an alleged church shooter.
I don't think the government should be able to take people's kids away just because they have different ideas.
No doubt.
Well,
but
I don't either.
But he makes
a good
point, right? Like, if this guy, if the kid's dad, in this case, if his hobby is to go online and be a racist and be an absolutely horrible human being, I mean, feel bad for those kids.
Yeah.
You know?
It's probably not a good place to live.
It wasn't even just that the guy, you know, was a racist. There's lots of people that are racist
right.
who still wouldn't go as far as idolizing a church shooter.
Right.
Like that crosses the line even for a lot of racists.
Yep.
So, and you know, Cantwell never would have done that if these guys weren't harassing him.
Yeah.
And he was only responding to their harassment.
And that's ultimately what he argued in court. Unfortunately, it didn't convince the jury, and it didn't convince the judge during sentencing. And unfortunately, you know, the best path for him would have been to ignore them as much as he could, block their phone numbers from calling his show, do what he could do, or just deal with the calls as they come in. I mean, because, look, the reality is feeding into these people is what they want. They want to get that kind of reaction. They want to get his time. They want to get your time. They want to get your attention.
Yeah, this is absolutely true. We had a guy who would call in here on the air and make threats, and he made more threats to you than he ever did to me mm-hmm. and my family. However, I reacted to the threats, and you would, you know, like laugh about it, right?
I don't care. Yeah, whatever.
And,
say what you want.
And so this guy, you know, reacted further and further yeah. towards me because he got the reaction. Now, he never did anything over the course of, like, 7 years of doing this. Neither did the cops, by the way.
Right.
Called these same people, this Filistano guy or whatever the heck his name was at the FBI, you know, supposed to be on this case. They don't care about that either.
They're too busy worrying about Nazis fighting online.
Right.
Well, that just shows that it was politically motivated because
yes.
if they were, they don't, there's lots of people that say lots of awful things. I've had people, you know, make threats to me online, and obviously the guy that was calling your show and doing that, did he ever go to jail?
Nope.
And he made substantial threats to Mark about his family than Chris did about the guy's wife.
Oh, yeah. Like, these were quoted, screen-capped, and shown, time-stamped, and the whole deal, right?
Voicemails,
like,
too, right?
Voicemails, yeah. The whole thing. I mean, I had everything. I'm gonna hurt your child. I'm gonna hurt your mother. Like, you know, this whole thing. And, you know, it's clear as day. I thought the one where I have just bought a gun and I'm gonna shoot Mark Edge in the back of the head seemed like motive, you know, opportunity, time, the whole shebang, but nope, we don't care about that.
Andy, thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate your perspective on these things and appreciate hearing from you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We had a full hour of Free Talk Live on the way. That's enough time. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. I know, Mark, you wanted to talk about the new COVID bailout bill. They got another one in the works, and you got some of the five examples of waste from that.
That's right.
Right, coming up. Plus loneliness. People are experiencing it in a big way. Are you? This is Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.